Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am glad to be back with you, and I'm glad to be back with you on another edition of Power Friday. Yes, indeed, where we are going to take a look at the beauty of harmony. Many of you know by now that when it comes to ethnicities and nationalities, gender, I love diversity. I think it is great that the world is not filled only with males. I think it's great that the world is not filled only with females. It is great that we have males and females on the earth. I am glad that the world isn't filled only with people from the black community, with black people. I am glad that the world does not have only Asians. I am glad that the world isn't filled only with white people. I'm glad that the world is not filled only with Hispanics and whatever other ethnicity you can think of. I am glad that the world, that this earth is covered with various ethnicities, with various skin colors. Let me tell you, I think it's great that even amongst the black race, that there are so many different shades of brown. I've noticed over the years that within the white community, there are various shades of white. I love the fact that we have all these different shades of beauty within each ethnic community. And you start pulling all that together, all of that beauty together, all the beautiful shades of brown, all the beautiful shades of white, bringing them together in one place, taking a picture of all that beauty, the various age groups, so that we're also taking pictures of people with gray hair, pictures of people with black hair, pictures of people with blonde hair, pictures of people with brown hair, all the different colors. What about some red hair? We got to have some red hair in there too. That red hair can be beautiful. People of various nationalities. All the beauty that makes up Earth's humanity. I love it. It is beautiful. I know that beauty is in the heart of the beholder, and depending on what's in someone else's heart, they can see with their eyes that same picture, and it could be ugly to them. Just like when we go back to one of the Kellogg's Cheerios commercials some months ago. What was that? Maybe two years ago? How long ago was it when they showed the commercial of the biracial couple? They were married. You had the white woman with her daughter and the woman's black husband on the sofa, and the little girl wanted to hip her father to Cheerios so that he could be sure to have a healthy heart. And a lot of Americans saw that commercial and applauded it for the messages that were being sent, the message of eating heart healthy, but also the message of the beauty of diversity, including diversity within marriage. We saw those messages, we observed those messages, and we got excited, we applauded, because we loved what we saw. Other people saw the exact same thing and were livid. And it's not because we saw something different. It's simply because of what's different in our hearts. And that's why I say beauty is in the heart of the beholder. And I don't say anymore beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't have much to do with the eye. It has much to do with what's in the heart of the beholder. And that's why you can have two people, let's say 23 people, looking at the same picture. All of them have basically the same vision. All of them can have 2030 or 2020 vision. But respond emotionally in a different way because of what's in the heart. Beauty is in the heart of the beholder. And in many hearts, in many hearts of many people who live in America, diversity is not beautiful because in their hearts, this particular ethnic group is not beautiful. This particular ethnic group is only ugly. This particular ethnic group or those particular ethnic groups are only undesirable. Wish they weren't even in this country. And that's what's in their hearts. Well, for millions and millions of us, we have something different in our hearts. And in our hearts, we see value. We have embraced the fact that there is true value in all humans, regardless of color. And because we embrace the value that is in all people, we are able to celebrate all the different colors that make up humanity. And as I've said before, if we as human beings can celebrate the diversity of colors that we see when we look at an arrangement, a gorgeous arrangement, a gorgeous bouquet of flowers with a multitude of different colors in that bouquet, knowing that the essential makeup of those flowers is the same, despite the fact that their colors are different. How can we not respond the same way when we see a beautiful bouquet of humans, knowing that what makes up all of those humans in their essence is the same, and that what's different are their colors, but their essential makeup is the same? How can we lack the ability to apply a principle to flowers that we don't apply to humans when the humans are more valuable? It's amazing. It depends on what's in the heart. And then the heart depends on how the brain operates. If that heart is filled with hatred, it's going to have an impact on the mind and the brain of the one who has the heart filled with hatred. And they will be able, because of what's in their hearts, they're going to see the same thing, but interpret it very differently than the person who has love in their hearts. Their brains are going to operate very, very differently. But that said, I want to take a look at something that, for those of us who really embrace diversity, who celebrate it, and of course, this is a program where, as I said before, I encourage the celebration of diversity, not just the toleration of it, but the celebration of it. I encourage celebration of diversity while promoting harmony. And so I want to share with you several items from Black Enterprise today, starting with one that has to do with politics. But the politics is not the focus for me. For me, the focus is black and white working together. That has happened so many times throughout our history, throughout this nation's history. Black and white working together. See, there is no law that says black people and white people have to fight each other. That's why from this nation's very beginnings, although we did have a lot of white people who sought to destroy black people emotionally, etc., we had many, many, many white people who saw the value of black people and opposed the abuse of black mankind and fought against it. So they were moving together. We had, at that time, white and black people moving together to improve the quality of life for black people. Well, that has been, it was happening then, and it has happened throughout America's history. It is still happening. Yes, we have hate mongers from the highest offices all the way down to the smallest rural areas that we know, that most of us haven't even heard of, know nothing about. Yes, there are people whose hearts are filled with hatred. But it is also true, it is just as true, that we still have people whose hearts are filled with love. And they're ready to do what they can to help people move forward together, regardless of ethnic differences. Senator Elizabeth Warren is doing that as well. She's helping us move forward as she has tapped Ann Reed to be her chief of staff. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking a high position, a very, very high position, a very significant position with a very important role. And Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, has chosen Ann Reed to be her chief of staff. In addition to taking another step toward launching a presidential run in 2020, Senator Warren named Ann Reed as a new chief of staff, making Reed one of the few African-Americans to lead a U.S. senator's staff. And Reed is also the only black woman serving as chief of staff for a Democratic senator. Some of you have heard me talk about matters like this. You know, when a black person achieves a great goal, such as this. But I've talked about it in the world of business. A black person is promoted to CFO, eventually CEO. And I've talked about how it's so great when a black person achieves that goal, a woman achieves that goal. But I've talked about how not only should we celebrate the person who achieved the goal, but we should also celebrate the one who helped them achieve that goal. And I say one singular. In many cases, it might be ones plural. There may be a number of people. There may have been a number of people who would have helped that black person, helped that Hispanic person, helped that Asian person, helped that woman achieve such a significant achievement. And so I'm celebrating Ann Reed, the African-American woman who is Senator Warren's chief of staff. I'm also celebrating Senator Warren for having appointed her to that position. Let's look into this some more. And by the way, as we talk about this today, I definitely want us to take a look, at least my plan is to take a look at a couple of great accomplishments that were brought about by teamwork through the diversity of ethnic teamwork. But I'm also going to ask that we take a look again at the shutdown, the partial governmental shutdown, its impact, and what's disappointing about it. Well, a number of things about it that make it so disappointing. But we're going to start out Power Friday by taking a look at this awesome teamwork, people proving that they can get the job done and being rewarded for it.